For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wednesday of Week 7 of the 2024 NFL season. In 4 days, the Eagles will be at MetLife Stadium to take on division rival the New York Giants. I am Dave Uram from KYW, and he's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, yesterday the three coordinators spoke, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Michael Clay. Let's start with Vic. What stood out to you from the Eagles defensive coordinator?
Well, Vic, in this case, certainly had a lot of good things to talk about. Remember, his defense permitted only three field goals for the Browns. So they really did a pretty good job, but some young players stepped forward, and he had some good things to say about Nolan Smith, a former first-round draft pick. He said he played well. He is improving every week, and of course he made some big plays in that game. He praised Cooper DeJean. He was asked, how did he know that it was time to put him in and let him get this kind of work? And he said he didn't. He said, but he was a young player who's worked hard, and he felt that he had to give him reps to see how good he was. And Cooper DeJean did a lot of things right, and he feels very good about his future. But he said he really didn't know how he would do until he actually saw him in an entire game situation. He said the young players affect the way you are calling a game. He said that N'Kobe Dean does some things well, but he has to improve his tackles in space. And we saw that a couple of times when he was outmaneuvered, especially by Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And finally, he talked about Mora Ajomo, who was a guy who seems to come in and make big plays each week. And he said he is very pleased with the defensive lineman.
All right, Merrill. On offense, Kellen Moore had, his full complement of playmakers to call plays with before Dallas Goedert went out. But, of course, the two big playmakers, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, were back.
Another player that he had good things to say about because he had to come in when Dallas Goedert injured his hamstring was Grant Calcaterra. He did play well, and he made some big plays.
And, Merrill, we turn to special teams coordinator Michael Clay, and he obviously had a big play to talk about. That blocked field goal by Myles Garrett, recovered by Rodney McLeod for a touchdown. What was Michael Clay's assessment of that mistake by the special teams?
Michael Clay really takes a lot of responsibility on himself, and he said that you have to be on high alert for a big play, and you have to be very, very much aware when there is somebody like Myles Garrett out there. He has blocked kicks and plays before. You just have to be aware of him, and he just beat the Eagles on that play, and that was a big, big play when he blocked the Jake Elliott field goal, and it was picked up by Rodney McLeod and returned 50 yards for a touchdown. You simply can't let that happen. He knows it. It's happened earlier this year when Tampa Bay blocked the punt, so this is something the Eagles have to focus on this week to a greater degree. He also talked about Isaiah Rogers, who came in, and he is now the second kickoff return man. He said he has great speed and he has a lot of confidence in him.
Well, Merrill, as the Eagles are talking about what happened and what's next, they're of course getting ready for a division rival, their first NFC East game of the season, the 2-4 Giants, who I know that you have watched more than once this year on television. What is your take of their team? Are they as bad as their record indicates they are?
No, they really aren't. They're a dangerous team. They're a team that for segments of games looks very, very powerful, and they can do some things defensively that can give you a lot of trouble. Now, they are a team, however, that depends a great deal on the running of their quarterback, Daniel Jones. And he carries it. But this is a guy who also gets hurt every single year, and he seems to throw his body around almost as much as someone like Josh Allen in Buffalo. And he's not quite that kind of athlete, but Daniel Jones is a big, big part of their offense. They also have some other people to watch. They have the rookie coming back. I believe he's coming back, and that's Malik Nabers, who was among the leading receivers, and he is an outstanding wide receiver. I think he's the best young wide receiver they have had since the rookie year of Odell Beckham and how great he was as a young player. But I'll tell you something. Watch Malik Nabers, number one, because he is tough. They also have a back. Now, they have Devin Singletary, who was very good with Buffalo earlier. But they have a young back, a draft choice this year, by the name of Tyrone Tracy. He was a wide receiver. Then he became a running back at Purdue. And he's got great, great speed. So watch out from him. He wears number 29.
You can never take NFC East games for granted, that's for sure. Merrill, always appreciate you getting up early. We know Nick's talking today. Jalen Hurts talks later today. We'll get your thoughts on some of what Nick and company have to say when we talk again tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.